Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity to come this morning and just to try to encourage each one of us in the faith. I think all of us have a faith. Sometimes we need to exercise it more than what we do. But it is a faith because you are not here with us in the physical realm anymore that we can talk to you like the Canaanite woman did. But you said that you were going to go and send one greater, the Holy Spirit, to share with us, to teach us, to guide us, and to strengthen us. And Father, we know that we have that faith that we can come directly to you. Because when you hung on the cross and you gave up the ghost, and the vent in the temple was written too, giving us direct access to the throne of grace. It is by faith that we come to you today. It is by faith that we try to live a life that will bring glory to you, Lord, and to be able to help our common brothers and sisters in any way that we can. So, Fathers, we reflect on our life and on the gift of faith and the aspects of the local church. We pray for wisdom, grace, and understanding about people. We sometimes, this is just a little Ralphieism, but we have an easy time sometimes. Say, oh, I forgive you, it's okay. Or, I'm going to repent, I'm going to turn from my wicked ways. Now, those two things are important, repentance and forgiveness. But when it comes to reconciliation, we fall miserably short. As John Riley said, we got to love them, but we don't got to go fishing with them. But Father, we got to love them. Give us the courage to love one another this day. And pray that everybody here this morning knows you in a personal, loving way. But if for some reason they don't, then they just might say, Lord, if you're everything that they say you are, then I want to have this experience too. And it's a simple prayer. Lord, come into my life and be Lord over it in Jesus' name. Or an attitude of repentance or a recommitment. Because we all get off on big trails here and big trails there, and sometimes we just got to come back to the basics of our faith. Or looking for a church home, we pray that you'd consider Bethel. It's not a perfect church by any means, but it is a church that's full of God's grace and love and a willingness to teach the truth of God's word. And we give you the glory this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.